This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands protested outside the Belarusian State Television Center on Saturday, calling for full and fair coverage of demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko's disputed poll victory and police violence. At least 3,000 people gathered outside the Minsk building housing state channels, complaining that their broadcasts have backed Lukashenko and given a skewed picture of the protests. Around 100 staff came out of the building to join the demonstrators and said they planned a strike on Monday. Lukashenko made the comment several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign. Thousands of demonstrators rallied at the spot where a protester died in clashes with police earlier this week. It was the seventh consecutive day of large protests against the result of the August 9th presidential election, in which election officials say that Lukashenko won a sixth term in office. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreement we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. The president made the statement one day after the Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran.
Well, we knew what the vote was going to be, but we'll be doing a snapback. You'll be watching it next week. Yeah, you'll be watching it next week.
The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions against Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and six world powers, known as a snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. The president also said that he was looking into whether Chinese technology giant Alibaba should be banned from the United States. A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the United Arab Emirates' embassy in Tehran Saturday to condemn the country's historic deal with Israel, normalizing diplomatic relations. They burnt Israeli and U.S. flags and chanted death to America and death to Israel, as well as pro-Palestinian slogans. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard vowed Saturday there would be dangerous consequences for the UAE after it announced the decision. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also condemned the Emirati move, warning in a televised speech that the UAE had made, in his words, a huge mistake. The UAE is the first Gulf state and only the third Arab nation to establish normalized relations with Israel, which Iran regards as an arch enemy. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Independence Day speech that his country is ready to mass-produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
In annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, Modi identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government.
Not one, not two, but three vaccines are being tested in different phases in India. When we get the green light from scientists, then there will be a production on a large scale.
Modi also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of 1.3 billion. Modi said in his seventh Independence Day speech that records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.